Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. As we plow through the holiday season, buying gifts for all the people on our lists and waiting impatiently for the parties and celebrations, it's easy to get wrapped up in our own little gift-wrapping worlds. But for thousands of families in the Triad, Christmas is just another reminder of the hardships of their daily lives. Not only can they not afford gifts for everyone, they can't afford power or food or clothes that fit. Our neighbors need our help, not only at Christmas time, but year-round. And that's where organizations like the Greensboro Urban Ministry come in. This morning, Chris Ringette of the Greensboro Urban Ministry is joining me to raise some awareness of the struggles going on right here in our communities and what you can do to help. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Charlie.
Let's start with a little history of your organization and your mission today.
Okay, well, Greensboro Urban Ministry has been serving our neighbors in need for over 50 years. We're one of the oldest charities in this area, and our mission is to express the love of God to our neighbors in need by offering food, shelter, and solutions. But our vision really is stable lives for our neighbors.
You know, I think movies have given us an unreal idea of what it looks like to have financial struggles. It's not the ragamuffin children of the Tiny Tim era running around and begging in the streets. Who are the faces that you see facing hardships in our communities today?
Well, it's really interesting because of late, if you look at our society, the cross-cutting of who needs help has expanded quite a bit. And it's not just individuals who might be on disability or be struggling, you know, with some kind of substance abuse or life hardship. It is your school teachers. It's your firefighters. It's your daycare workers. It's CNAs. Since COVID began, we've started seeing about 100 households a week that had never had to use a food pantry before. So the faces are people you see every day in the grocery store, or maybe not in the grocery store, but out on the street, because we have so many whose wages just don't bring up enough funds in the household to make ends meet.
Yeah, they're the people that you run into every day. It may be your coworkers or your neighbors even.
That's right. That's right. And definitely, you know, somebody who is struggling. I mean, at this point, about one in four children in our county live in a household with food insecurity. And so the numbers are huge in our area.
Yeah, I've done, you know, many interviews with food assistance programs like the Second Harvest Food Bank and others. And I've come to realize that the number of families in North Carolina who struggle to feed their families regular meals, it's just staggering. Could you share some statistics with our listeners?
Well, I think to really put it in perspective, there are over 3,000 counties in the United States, and this county ranks in the top 20. And that always just blows my socks off. I mean, that Guilford County is that high up there. We're actually number 14, the Triad area, as far as level of food insecurity. So we have over 91,000 people in this county who are hungry right now.
The Greensboro Urban Ministry runs a food pantry and provides meals from the Potter's House Community Kitchen. Chris, tell me a little bit about each of those.
Okay, well, our food pantry offers free groceries to anyone who is in need. All you have to do is come with a photo ID Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 3:30, and we provide food based on how many people are in your household, what your dietary restrictions might be, and you get a good amount. We have a lot of grocery store partners that donate fresh vegetables to us, and we have a wider variety than you might think coming out of our food pantry. And we're getting ready to announce that starting in the new year, we are transitioning to a choice food pantry to give everyone who comes here the right to pick what they want, just like you and I can when we go to the grocery store. So that's one food program. Potter's House is a neighborhood kitchen, and anyone can come for lunch every day between 10:30 and 12:30, no questions asked, no ID, nothing. If you want to come eat, you just come eat. And that is on our main campus here at the corner of Gate City Boulevard and Eugene. So you would actually enter from the Eugene Street entrance, which is 1002 South Eugene. But we have a large cafeteria. We have been giving out more meals to go since COVID, but we have not stopped one day from serving meals. Sometimes we also have enough breakfast that we can open that up to the public. And in the evening, Potter's House prepares the meals for the people who are staying in our shelter.
Now, I wanted to touch on something that you mentioned with the food pantry. A lot of people, if you've never used one or even worked in one, you don't realize that a lot of food pantries will put together bags of a certain amount of, you know, this many grains and this many cereals or that, you know, whatever. They'll put together a bag of food. But so you're going to change that and make it to where people can really just not just take a bag of some things maybe they don't need, but they can come in and pick the things they want.
Exactly. Because it really, you know, I don't know about you. I'll use lentils as an example. I was giving a tour yesterday and I was like, how many of you like lentils? And there were 20 people, I think one person. So if you put lentils in a bag, it's likely they're probably not going to want it. And it ends up being waste. Not that I'm dissing lentils, people that love lentils. But it really, we should be able to pick what we want. Every human should have that right. And it will result in less food waste. People that like certain types of food that others may not can pick it. Also, if you have dietary restrictions, you need low salt, or maybe for religious reasons, you don't want pork, you have more freedom to get exactly what you want. And we're looking forward to that. And we are getting ready to bust down some walls so we can make one big room to make the grocery store type environment. But we really think that that's the best way to go. And I'm really excited that we're transitioning into that. But we will keep giving out food while all of that's going on. So, and we give generously. So you get a good amount of groceries when you come, much more than one bag. So I encourage anyone not to be afraid. If you're hungry or if you know someone is hungry, please just send them to us. We would love to help them. And people can come once a week for groceries. So we can keep you, you know, stocked to a pretty good amount there.
Where does the food in your food pantry come from?
From everybody out in our community. We have so many great groups and organizations, schools, corporations, churches that conduct food drives for us. In addition to that, we have partner grocery stores, and we go around and pick up food from them, and they'll give us discontinued items, or maybe if they just have excess of a certain product. And we also get meats and cakes and things like that from the grocery store. So it really adds more variety to the food that we're able to offer to the community.
That's terrific. I'm talking with Chris Ringette of Greensboro Urban Ministry. Now, I know if people are having a hard time buying food, they're absolutely not getting all of their bills paid. How does your organization provide assistance to those people for their utilities?
Well, we consider that one of our hopeful preventative measures for someone experiencing homelessness. If we can keep you stable in your current housing and you're having a hard time and you're at risk of losing it because of lack of utilities, we want to help. And anyone can come to us Monday through Thursday from 8:30 in the morning until 12 to ask for assistance with utilities, gas, water, electric. The best thing for somebody to do to hear about that program would be to call our hotline And that number is 336-553-2657. Because if you can't come during those hours because maybe you work, or we will make a special time that you can come in. Right now, we're not able to help with mortgage or rents because we have been inundated with applicants and we have a backlog, and people would have to wait for a while. So we will open that back up again once we get through those that we're serving now and the funds we have now. But if you are having issues with utilities, please come see us. But do call that hotline, which is 553-2657, and it'll tell you everything you need to know.
Unfortunately for many people, once they've gotten themselves deep into that hole where they owe this much money for their power and this much money for their water, and they don't have the money to pay the deposits to get it turned back on, they're just in this hole and they end up completely losing their place to live. Tell me about the homeless situation in Greensboro and our surrounding areas and the programs that the Greensboro Urban Ministry has that can help.
Okay, well, it's pretty daunting. We see individuals as well as families. Many families have lost their housing during COVID, and we've seen more families living in cars than we have in a long time. We have two emergency shelters. We work in partnership with Partners Ending Homelessness. They're like the one-stop shop for every shelter in Greensboro. They know where the openings are, and if you call them, they can put you in the right direction. So we have a shelter for adults, and we have one for families. The adult shelter is called Weaver House, and it's located here in our main campus. Our family shelter is called the Pathway Center, and it's off North Church Street. But if you need a place to stay, the best place to start is by contacting the one point of entry at Partnership Ending Homelessness. We have also started partnering with the city. They just purchased Regency Hotel off 29, and we're using that for our winter emergency shelter for those nights when it gets very frigid and people living outdoors could be at risk because they're exposed to the elements. So we have already started placing people in the Regency, and we will continue to use it that way through March, and then it will transfer to transitional housing, because we found that there's a continuum kind of housing that is needed to really address the homeless situation. We really don't know total how many people out there are experiencing homelessness, because it's kind of difficult to count them when they're out everywhere. What we do know is every single shelter stays full most of the time, and as soon as somebody gets on their feet and gets out, somebody else is there to take that bed. So that just tells us how much the need is there. And the hardest call are those who call and we say, we're sorry, we don't have a bed for you, because you don't know where they're going to be that night.
Sometimes people who have never been in a financial crisis or have experienced what it's like to struggle to make ends meet, they can stereotype people as lazy or bad with money, or they must be on drugs. Is this what you see with the people helped by the Greensboro Urban Ministry?
No, I mean, there's always, in any neighborhood, there is going to be someone who you could classify with those terms, I would say. But what we see often than not is people who just make a basic living wage. And when a crisis happens in their life, the car breaks down. Or recently, like this gentleman, his father passed, and the family had to kind of chip in order to bury the father. And that took his money for the month. Then his car broke down. So suddenly he doesn't have a way to get to work. And he loses his housing. It just starts snowballing. So with him, we helped him with the car repair and placed him in a place near where he could work until he could get his first paycheck, because it only needed one paycheck and he would be back on his feet again. So a lot of times we're seeing people who just really don't make a livable wage at what they do. And there are many great professions in our county that would apply to. So again, it's not who you stereotype. It can be somebody that you're passing on the street. And most of those individuals would be much too embarrassed to let you know that's what they're dealing with.
Oh, absolutely. Living paycheck to paycheck, you know, you can get by as long as everything's going well. But just one thing that happens, like you said, your car breaks down, you get sick, you break your ankle, any numerous type of things, your water heater goes out or something like that, and just one of those things can throw everything for a tailspin.
That's right.
Tell me about some of the other programs that are provided by the Greensboro Urban Ministry.
Well, I'm glad you asked that because we have a lot more going on that most people realize. Every time I give a tour, people are like, I didn't know all this was in here. So the first is emergency assistance, where you can come in and ask for help with groceries, utilities. And in that program, as well as the food pantry, Potter's House, the Weaver House Shelter, we have case managers throughout the building. Anyone who comes in who would like help with any additional issues that could help get them to stability, you can ask for the help of a case manager and you will get that support. We also have a transitional housing community, and this was created for individuals and families who have been staying in the shelter who are ready to transition further. And so they move, it's called Partnership Village. There are 68 units, apartments there. And it's a little longer term, usually anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. And the goal there is to work on skills, maybe get a degree or a certification of some kind. But when you come out, you have the life skills and you have the income where you can qualify for standard housing and stay stable and will not cycle back into the shelter again should a crisis happen. So we're excited about that, and we're going to be working more in that area, again, with partnership with the city and providing case management and food to other housing establishments such as that. One's called Partnership Place, and again, one will be the Regency Hotel. The Episcopal Church is working on one that'll be on Yanceyville, because the one thing that is clear is we simply do not have enough housing. And we don't have enough affordable housing, you know, at all. So the more we can do in that area and be at the table for that, we want to be. Every year we say, what is the need in Greensboro now? And how do we adjust to serve those in need? Because that's where we want to be. We want to meet people where they are without judgment and just do whatever we can to support them.
I do want to ask a question about, you know, a lot of times people think that assistance programs are only geared at families. Do you have to be somebody who has children to get help, or will you help anyone?
We'll help anyone. The majority of the people we see, a lot of them at this location, are individuals because our adult shelter is here. But many of the people that come for lunch, free lunches, we'll see them in their construction gear. They're coming on their work hour. And they're individuals who just aren't making it and need lunch. So, but families, we definitely welcome both at lunch, or, you know, we obviously have two housing programs that they can belong in. And we also we're non-denominational, but we take seriously the spiritual aspect. And really, we have a chaplaincy program, so we'll sit and counsel with you or just do whatever we can to make you feel better about yourself, because you can really start feeling low about yourself when you're in a situation like this. When I've struggled with money, it was the most stressful thing in my life, and it made me feel terrible. Like, what did I do wrong?
Absolutely.
So we really just want to lift those people up, and this is temporary. You're going to get through it. And that's either a family or an individual, and we gladly serve anyone who's a neighbor in Guilford County.
I'm speaking with Chris Ringette of Greensboro Urban Ministry. Chris, how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected those needing help, both through the worst of the pandemic and today?
It's affected different individuals in different ways. So since COVID, we have seen a variety of needs. Some are just individuals who have had a decrease in salary. One example is a woman we saw yesterday who, before the pandemic, was making over $20 an hour. Her company started getting less business, so they had to drop her wages and her hours. And now she makes $15 an hour, and that's not as many hours as she had before, and she simply can't meet her lease that she was already locked into. Mm-hmm. We also have individuals who might have physical impairments, or they're more at risk because of COVID. So they couldn't come and sit and dine with others. It wouldn't be safe. So it's been harder to reach some of those individuals who couldn't come here. And we've had to put in social distancing measures throughout the building. Knock on wood, we haven't had one case of COVID traced back to our facility. But we really miss some of our older volunteers as well, who used to come all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't able to come. And we rely on those volunteers. So it's astounding to me sometimes that we've stayed going throughout all this on such a skeleton crew, because we used to have so many people and we miss their faces, both of our guests who would come here for services and the volunteers who made it happen.
It's the holiday time, and a lot of us go a little overboard at the holidays. We spend too much money. I know I have. But for families just struggling to put food on the table each night, spending any money for Christmas really isn't an option, is it?
For most of them, no. That's a luxury. And you have to take care of basic needs first.
Does the Greensboro Urban Ministry help those families to have a better Christmas?
We help as many families as we are able. Definitely the families that are in our shelter and in our transitional housing community get a wonderful Christmas, and we have partners that help them. For other families, our assistance would be more food related, and then we refer them to programs that help with like Toys for Tots, that sort of thing. However, we also have blankets, warm weather gear, things like that that we can provide if someone doesn't have anything. But a lot of times, if we're able to provide them with maybe some extra food or a ham, then they can take the money they might have spent on that and get something for their family. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure every family has a little bit of Christmas.
What are some ways that our community can donate or help with this?
Well, we always need donations of cash to operate our programs. We run very small overhead, and the majority of what we bring in goes right back to the community. They can donate on our website, which is greensborourbanministry.org, or we always need donations of food, especially protein. When I first started working in this industry years ago, I noticed we had so many cans of green beans and corn, which is great. We need green beans and corn, but very few like beef stew or tuna or canned chicken, because we really want to provide a balanced meal and as healthy as a meal as possible. So we're always in need of protein in our food pantry, fruit in our food pantry, canned fruit, things that you might not think of every day, you know, spaghetti sauce. We're grateful for the canned goods that we receive, but would just encourage people to think about those items as well.
There's actually a list going around. I've seen it going around on Facebook that's kind of a reminder of when you are donating to a food pantry, you know, don't just, like you said, grab the green beans and corn out of your cabinet. If you're going to donate, let's say, rice mix, you also need to donate some butter or oil or whatever it takes to prepare that box of rice mix, and different things that people don't always think about that. If you wouldn't sit there, you're not going to sit there and eat green beans and corn all the day, every day.
That's right. So you mentioned that, because that is a true fact. Some are in like temporary housing. Maybe they're just staying in a hotel till they can get back in a, you know, their apartment again. And they might have a hot plate. So some of the foods that they take back to prepare, it really is helpful if you think about things like those condiments that people need, or one dish meals, so that if they are like only have a microwave or only have a hot plate and something that where you can add water, easily make, but it still, you know, produces a good meal, like macaroni and cheese is always popular. It flies off the shelf and mm-hmm. every kid loves it. Mm-hmm. So that's a good example. But like pasta and the pasta sauce, all of that. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Charlie, because just think about what you would want if you like eat, like when you go camping, you have to think about everything like that, that you would take to make the whole meal. And now all these people aren't camping, but they may not be in a situation where they have a full kitchen.
Mm-hmm. How do you learn about the families that need your assistance?
They find us. We always are inundated with calls with people who need assistance. We also get referrals from other agencies, from the city. We try to work in collaboration with other partners in the community that are also serving neighbors who are struggling, and we refer to each other if we know there's something that we don't do, but like we don't provide clothing, but we know others that do, we'll tell them about who provides clothing and vice versa. So we've never had a lack of individuals to serve. It's been the opposite, that we have sometimes have more in need than we're able to serve. But our food pantry has not had to turn anyone away. We have, because of the community, we have stayed stocked, and we can provide food for anyone once a week who needs it.
And how can people find you for assistance or for donating or for volunteering?
Well, if they have a computer, they can go to greensboroourbanministry.org. Sometimes people forget and put .com, but it's .org. And everything about our programs is there on our website. How you can plug in as a volunteer, maybe participate as in a, you know, an event. But if you are in need, on the very front landing page, there's a section that says need help, and then it goes into all the programs and what you do to get started with those programs. So that's a great place to provide information. If you do not have access to a computer, then you can just come see us. Our office hours, you know, for most programs are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. However, we stay open all night and every day because we have the shelter and Potter's House. But the best time to come to plug into our services would be in those business hours. However, if someone cannot make that, again, that's too restrictive. We have staff that will stay late or do whatever we need to do to meet with individuals.
Terrific. Do you have some final words that you'd like to share with our listeners about Greensboro Urban Ministry?
The first thing that comes to mind is thank you, because I know there are listeners that have helped us. We are touched all the time by how generous Guilford County is, how generous Greensboro is to our neighbors. And it's the reason we've been able to stay alive. It's the reason we've been able to serve everyone. So thank you to anyone who has made a gift, done a food drive, or volunteered. And for anyone out there who needs help, please know that we want to help you. We will treat you with respect. We want to meet you where you are, and things will get better. And we're here for you in the meantime. But don't get discouraged. Hang in there. And come see us, and let us help you if we can. And I hope everyone just has a good holiday, and just keep us in mind. Say prayers if you're a praying person, but just wish you all the best, and just keep us in mind, and we'll all together make this city a better place.
In this season of giving, please take a minute to consider helping families in crisis. A little goes a very long way to make a difference for men, women, and children in our community. Chris Ringette of Greensboro Urban Ministry, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Charlie, for this opportunity to talk about Urban Ministry. We really appreciate your partnership.
And once again, to find out more about the Greensboro Urban Ministry and how you can help them during the holiday season and throughout the year, visit greensborourbanministry.org. I'm Charlie, and thank you for listening to Triad Today on 98.7 Simon.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.